Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Giants and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting 8th. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton bunts towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Antonelli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoffman covering, for the out. Crandall moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Connell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. one out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Antonelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Crow reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball towards right. Mueller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mueller. Crow scores. O'Connell moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Dark moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. Lockman moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Bobby Hoffman. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Lockman scores. Mueller moves to third. Amalfitano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball towards center. Bruton catches it and throws to first to double up Mays. Mueller tags and scores. Amalfitano tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Giants, 3, Braves, 3. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Davey Williams now playing second base. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews scores. It's 4-3, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Aaron steals second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko is called out on strikes. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. Lockman moves to second. It's Giants, 4, Braves, 4. Ray Crone now pitching. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Davey Williams. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Thompson now playing second base. Ray Catt now catching. Windy McCall now pitching. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-4 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Marv Grissom now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 4 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 4 in the game. Pavko hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Crow reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crow scores. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.